know? Like, why don't we communally eat and share our food? Like, what a novel idea. I'll charge you 3 times more.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall.
Welcome back to Sean Kemp Redemption. Everybody introduce themselves to my left.
This is David Beischer.
Hey, David.
Hello.
He doesn't have hair still.
Still now.
This is Ron Ewart.
Hey, Ron.
This is John Shin.
Hey, John.
My name's Primo.
Hey, Primo.
Primo Mendoza.
Matthew, you want to sit closer to the mic?
Oh, sorry. My name is...
introduce yourself.
My name is Matt Blake.
What are you wearing today, Matthew?
I'm wearing a Hakeem Olajuwon Dream Team 3 jersey from 1996.
That's excellent. We will talk about the Dream Team later, but first...
Oh, yeah.
Because there is the second one in the 94.
Yeah, those for the championships.
World championships.
We have also... Something happened in 1995 about this time that we need to get to about Hakeem. But first we need to talk about the lead story on ESPN last night. Manny Pacquiao being robbed in this crisis in boxing. Well, that was actually the lead headline over the Heat winning. I don't have anything to say about this.
Oh, Pacquiao lost?
I think the hell...
Oh, it was fixed!
Pacquiao lost last
night? They fixed it. It was scored 119 to 109 by all the judges. The other dude was like, I just couldn't beat him, I'm sorry. And then, the other dude won. It was a total fix.
Wow.
I know. Boxing's got some trouble.
I think that boxing is in a very healthy state.
Is it a healthier state than the NBA, Matthew?
No.
Okay. David expressed an opinion that another friend of mine did that was he's happy the Heat won in part.
Well,
because
here we go.
He thinks they're going to now lose on a grander stage. And I think that is bullshit because they should be humiliated. They should lose every game. There is no. I'm sorry. Does anybody else. Does
what are
anybody,
you talking about?
All right.
You hate the Heat, right?
No. I want the Heat to win 100%.
The championship?
Yes.
Why?
I'm glad they beat the Celtics. The four teams that were left, they're my favorite by far.
What do you have against the Spurs or the Thunder?
Kevin Durant's a goody-goody. The Spurs are like, you know...
Okay, the Spurs, a goody-goody. All right.
The Spurs, you know, they play the game right and all that crap. And the Celtics, you know, they're the Celtics.
But the Heat are the embodiment of evil. I mean, this is...
No, I don't buy that for a second, okay? When Danny Ainge put the Celtics big three together, everyone thought that was okay.
No.
But no?
I didn't think it was okay.
Okay, maybe you didn't, but I'm talking about people in general.
Anybody speak up if they thought that Kevin McHale deal was okay at the time?
Oh, no, for the KG?
Right.
No, that was a bullshit
deal. That was bullshit. But does anybody think that wasn't bullshit?
I just wanted him on the Bulls, that's all.
Yes.
I mean, it's...
Well, yeah.
It's bullshit, but it's also like the way things are done in the NBA now.
All right.
So it's kind of like...
I thought Sebastian Telfair had become a superstar.
No, you didn't, Matthew.
So it's okay when, like, you know, the management puts a big three together. When the players with themselves, what's wrong with that?
But management did put them together as well.
Well,
wouldn't you say the players are the management in the Heat?
Well, it should be that way. It should be that way.
Do you like LeBron James?
I have, like, he's a good player. I mean, what else is there? It's just entertainment.
All right. Does anybody else share the sentiment who dislikes the Heat with every fiber of their being that they wanted the Heat to win that series to lose on a grander stage?
Right. Yeah. I as well. Because...
No way.
No like, way?
No.
I mean, yeah.
I want them to regress, but I don't want them to, like, just crash and lose every game.
I mean, if they lost to the Celtics, they would have to trade Bosh, right?
Think so?
They have to. Spoelstra would
be
gone.
Wow.
No, they could still say, like, oh, Bosh wasn't healthy. That's why he lost.
They could say that, but
they'd give it another year, maybe. But
do you think they could give it another year with no real ability to add anyone else? Unless they got Nash for an MLE.
Nash.
But if Nash took a discount to go there.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I think they're...
That's
and if Nash joined
that's
the
that's something I would hold against Steve Nash for the rest of his life.
He'd have to have the ball in his hands, though. That wouldn't, like, work anyway. to be effective.
How many minutes are they going to ask him? I mean, well, it's not going to happen probably now. But, I mean, he would probably ask him to play 20 minutes a game, which he could do for another.
But how would that help them very much?
Well, over Mario Chalmers. I mean, I think
but he'd have to have the ball in his hands, though. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, but
that's
they don't have anyone to, like, tell them to shut the fuck up and settle down and, like, because like LeBron will be like, oh, I'm scared. And
Steve Nash is like the king of making everyone around him better.
Right. Steve Nash could average 5 points a game for that team and be an all-star.
Who are like, now crap, but with Steve Nash, we're considered to be amazing.
That's an excellent point, David. I agree. All right, so with the Celtics losing, I was thinking about how will we remember this Celtics team, because this was kind of it, and we thought that they would lose because they were old, and I think they lost because they were old at the end with Ray Allen and Garnett not coming through. But, John, what are your memories of this Celtics team? How are you going to look back on them in 5 years?
Oh, well, let's see. When they won that title, that was like... I mean, they did finally in the finals, like, cement one of the best defenses ever. But, like, that whole run to the finals was bullshit. Like, they went to 7 against the Hawks. They went to 7 against everyone.
Right. Again.
And then, like, P.J. Brown has to, like, have a ridiculous game. And then Sam Cassell has to play out of his mind for them to win the championship. And against, like... That finals against the Lakers was such bullshit. There was like, it was who's going to be the first to lose. Like, the whole game.
I mean, Boston fans would argue with you and say that's not true, but...
Until the final two games when they turned it on and, like,
Matthew, what was a better team? The mid-90s Rockets with two championships or this last run of the Celtics?
The 95 Rockets were better than any of the Celtics teams, including the 2008 team. But, I mean, I think the Celtics are pretty...
Wait a minute, are you talking about talent-wise or... Achievement-wise.
Talent-wise and achievement-wise. Just in terms of, like, the 95 Rockets had to beat a bunch of really good teams, like Barkley and the Suns in their prime, Malone and the Jazz in their prime, Robinson and the Spurs, Shaq and Penny. I mean, the Rockets had a more impressive run. So achievement-wise, I guess, to answer your question. Yeah. But I think that, like, the Celtics are really impressive for, like, staying with this core for 5 years. I thought that, like, the... Garnett Allen core would be around for like 2 years tops,
and I thought it would take them a way longer, at least a year, to get themselves together.
The way that I'll remember the Celtics this year is that I actually grew to like Rajon Rondo this year and grew to really like admire his resilience.
You know our podcast slogan is "Fuck Rondo, Matthew."
I know.
He's pretty good. I mean, whether you hate him or not, he's pretty good.
But he's always been good.
Yeah, he's always been good.
But, like, why? Like, but now he's somehow more
likable. He took over more games. He was more...
All right.
He finally harnessed, like, his special powers that he had access to the whole time. It's like in the... What's that Nintendo movie or some shit? When he finally figured out how to use the glove.
Oh, like, yeah.
You know?
The Wizard?
The Wizard. There you go. Yeah, he's, Fred Savage in there.
It was Fred Savage's younger brother who was the video game Wiz. That's where they introduced Super Mario Brothers 3 was in that movie. Anyway.
Yeah, no, but like
if all right, let's play
so
a name game.
So who's leaving that team though?
Of the Celtics?
Yeah.
Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett are free agents, I believe.
Yeah.
So and they're old, and this is what I'm talking about Rondo. All right.
They're going to have to rebuild the team, but I mean Rondo's going to be there.
Let's say this. If you had to start a team, and I'm going to give you a choice of players, you tell me who you'd rather have. Rondo?
Is this current modern day?
Right now, tomorrow. Okay. Kyrie Irving or Rondo?
I haven't seen Kyrie Irving play a single
game. So you don't know?
I'd have to go with Rondo.
Probably Rondo, too.
Now, Rondo, probably.
I haven't seen Irving play either. So
all right, Matthew.
Sure.
I would go with Rondo.
All right, so that's unanimous Rondo against Kyrie Irving. Who else? Who is... How about Derrick Rose? Would anybody rather have Rondo than Derrick Rose on the team?
No. Not now.
After the ACL injury?
Not now.
I mean...
Let's say tomorrow you got to start a team. You're going to have Rose out for your... Would you still take Rose or
no.
would you take Rondo?
And you don't know what he's going to be like when
still
he comes back.
I take Rose.
I wouldn't take Rose.
All right, so we're split here, man.
I'm taking Jay Williams.
I'm shooting for the stars. I'm not shooting for the horizon.
I guess I would take Rose, but I mean, there's not really... He's not going to be the same player...
I guess
I'd take Rose. I mean, he might be. But Rondo's
a dick.
And he turns the ball over. All right, one.
But his dick qualities were good and that, like,
they're good next to even a bigger
Miami.
Dick.
What about the
Kevin Garnett? If he's the biggest dick
the first
on your
two
team,
games of
Rondo's
that series,
team
he
will be a bottom of the tier
like,
player.
Didn't show up.
It's good to have a dick. Like, Isaiah Thomas was a dick, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, there are a lot of, you know... I mean, Isaiah Thomas separated himself from, like, other players.
Well, that was a whole
team
of dicks.
Talent of that era. Well, the Bad Boy Pistons were... They had a lot of dicks on that team.
Yeah.
All right. but Rondo didn't. Yeah, like he, as good as he is, why does he just have at least half of every playoff series where he fucks around and doesn't show up? I mean, that happens every playoff series.
I think he's too emotional.
I think he...
Yeah, he might be too emotional.
Ended up being a very, very, very much better player than he should have been because he played around Garnett and Ray Allen.
But
without that, Rondo is not an all-star. He's not even close.
I don't know if he didn't, like, show up for games during the Heat series. I mean, there are games where he shot horribly, but even in those games, he was getting, like, double-figure assists.
He's Jason Williams. If
come on!
In a weird arc.
But what do you, which Jason Williams?
White Chocolate.
Yeah. Okay. It was three.
That's so unfair.
Well,
he's
maybe
Jay Williams pre-motorcycle accident, but he's much better than Jason Williams. And he's not at all like Jason Williams, who murdered his chauffeur.
What did you think, Matthew? It's got secrets.
Bring that loss, need danger or harm around me. Dog shit, listen to me good. We the grand goons, you just a little nickel dime hood. Dog shit, I shit you not. You bring that loss, need danger or harm around me. Dog shit, listen to me good. We the grand goons, you just a little nickel dime hood. I'm the epitome slime ball, fuck about my eyesight. Fuckers on your brain, dog shit, I'm not the clown type. Die for, I let a nigga play me like I'm baby shit. Dog shit, you deaf, dumb, or blind. I'm the craziest, most infamous rapper out of now. Why? Jealous of my shine, the truth is in your eyes. You wanna be down, I might allow you to work for me. The key words work for me.
The draft. Does anyone have any thoughts specifically about whether or not it was fixed?
Oh, yeah, I think it was fixed.
Does New Orleans have ownership right now?
Yeah.
The
NBA.
Yeah, the Saints guy.
Yeah.
But there's still an NBA ownership technically. It's transferring in a few months. And what are the odds? Let's play that. David, what are the odds that that pick was given as part of the deal to get him to buy the team? Because he decided overnight. The NBA was like, this number, like $600 million or whatever. And he was like, no. And then another buyer dropped out. And then he just said yes. The number did not move for months. And it just happened a few months ago. Was the first pick promised in that number?
I'm going to say 60% that it was fixed.
Yeah, totally. Undoubtedly.
Total
percentage?
Yes.
I read an article. I read an article where they sit in on the lottery. And it's a weird numbers system where you get like... You get this many amount of tickets and this number score range and like...
Yeah, it's supposedly independently verified, right?
Yeah, independently
monitored.
Verified.
Yeah.
But come the fuck on. Yeah. I mean, like, they make it so complex and like almost esoteric to the point that like even if you studied it, by the time you figured it out, the draft's over, and they fixed it already anyway.
Well, there's the way to fix it is, it's a very complicated formula, but there's a random seed in there. Could the NBA be like, here are our numbers, and with that include the random seed, which you know is like 925-678-94328, and that one would just lay it out there, and they're like, here, independent investigators, there's our random seed. Is that possible? It most certainly is. Is the NBA smart enough to do that? I don't know. So I'm going to say 65%.
How many draft lotteries have been fixed?
That's a really good question. I'm going to go with 4. No, 6. 6.
The 85 one with the Knicks guy Ewing was fixed.
Obviously.
I think the Rose draft lottery was fixed.
I agree.
Thank God.
Yeah. No, I can forgive a lot. If that comes out being as fixed, I'll complain about much less things. Just in life.
I think that the Shaq lottery may have been fixed because Shaq said beforehand he didn't want to go to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and that could have been really ugly if Shaq signs in Europe instead of being drafted by the Timberwolves.
I think that's possible.
So I don't know. I think several of them have been fixed.
Okay. The Bobcats, how long will they be in Charlotte?
Will
they be? I mean, they can't.
This is the perf. They need to start contracting teams.
Well, because they're going to draft the kid from Kentucky, right? What's his name?
Kid Gilchrist?
Yes, him.
Yeah.
So he's like a 2-3, right? Good shot.
With two last names.
Yes.
He loves Scottie Pippen.
Oh, that's nice.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, no, but what, 3 years? How? I mean, unless MJ keeps pumping money, but he's too ruthless that he's not going to lose money at... Well, he does like to gamble. There is a chance he'll be like, his pride will consume him and like he'll just lose
what if
all
Charlotte
money.
Offered Deron Williams a max deal? He would have to accept it, right?
Why would they do that?
I don't know, because they, what else are they going to do? He's the worst team ever. Deron Williams is going to end up getting a ton of money. He makes over like $17 million. Like, he has a player opt-in for like 17.6 next year. That's a huge number.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not going to get that annually, I don't think, from anybody. I think that's also what Joe Johnson thought, though, and then he did.
Why wouldn't he just stay with Brooklyn if you know, go to Charlotte
right.
instead?
Well, I think he wants a long-term deal. I mean, he's not the youngest person.
He would. You think Deron Williams would rather go stay in Brooklyn or go to Charlotte than go to Dallas just to get more money?
Well, if it's just him in Dallas without Howard, which it looks like it would be at this point, unless something happens. I mean, I think he'd do it if.
Where else could he go? That, you know, winning wise.
I don't know.
Winning wise, everyone. Everyone with cap space wants him.
Who'd you rather have, Rondo or Deron Williams?
Oh, Deron Williams.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, easy.
He so can put
Rondo's
up 55
not a
points.
Scorer. Rondo's not a scorer, really.
And if you're schooled by John Stockton, something's got to be going right.
All right. Any other draft thoughts?
Is that Anthony Davis guy? Is he any good?
Yeah, he's like the best.
Can he like score though?
Yeah,
he can.
Yeah. Think. I mean, Blake. I'm just trying to go.
Blake
recent.
Griffin can't score.
No, he's. I mean. Less scoring and inside presence than Griffin, but much
better.
Wait a
minute, Griffin can't even score, though.
No, I mean, he averages
like,
20.
He'll score on, like,
I mean,
athletic
he's not, like, a real, like,
plays.
Yeah, Davis will
like,
average a 16 and 10 and 1.5
That's what
blocks.
I mean.
He's
like,
but defensively,
yeah.
he's a
great.
Monster.
Okay.
I mean, like, Garnett Light defensively, I think, is
okay.
what his potential is.
How many right. players from Kentucky are drafted in the first round?
I would think it was 3. It could have been 4. I don't know.
U.S. history.
Y'all, I welcome y'all in my crib, the fortress of our self, Lord and Master. Crystal chandeliers looking like satellite dishes from NASA. Yeah, you niggas is bugged. Shoes forbidden in the crib, especially on my Alaskan polar bear rugs. Pictures with billies and putties out in the Ibiza living room. Floor lace with imported marble from Indonesia. High ceilings, 18th century, paintings is basic. With litters of money, many casinos in the basement. And I know you let a way a nigga parlay with money to wrinkle your face up like a Sharpay. Limited boxes. Cigars from Diplomatic Cubana. Rare art of Basquiat feeding fruit to Madonna. Copacabana.
I hate watching college basketball.
I like watching women's college basketball sometimes.
I like watching the WNBA.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Season tickets.
So fundamentally sound. I mean, if you like real basketball, you have to like the WNBA.
They just make too many unforced turnovers.
I wish the NBA didn't like WNBA. Like, they forced the nicknames. Of, like,
yeah, they
the
have.
Female
oh.
equivalent.
Man, one
what
maybe
do?
Charlotte
like
could
what?
Switch to the WNBA.
Oh snap! All right, are you guys ready for a game?
Yeah.
You guys are real
yeah.
excited. Matthew, are you ready to play a game?
I'm ready to play a game.
This
Chris.
Is a game of basketball history.
All right.
I'm reaching into the frozen envelope, and I'm going to pull out a basketball card that was left at my house.
Okay.
Whoever can guess this player first wins the right of winning. Okay, this player, he's on the Hawks on this card. I'm not telling you what year this
John
is
John Comcheck.
But these are generally 87 and 93 cards.
John
his rookie
Battle.
Year was 1982.
John Comcheck.
His rookie year, 5.6 points.
John Comcheck.
These are very Comcheckian numbers.
Cliff
no,
Livingston.
Cliff Livingston is correct. Matthew, that was pretty easy. I didn't even get to the Bulls.
Good
right.
news, Cliff Livingston.
Let me see.
A Bulls champion.
All right. Here's what I've been looking forward to. I'm going to tell you this is a Skybox inaugural edition card.
Lionel Simmons.
Now, Skybox cards, though pretty, don't give you a lot of stats on the back. So I'm going to tell you his per 48 numbers for his career, and I have no idea how long his career has been at this point because it's only four lines. Per 48, free throw percentage, 77.9. Rebound, 7.6. Points, 21.5. Now, for this season of the inaugural Skybox card, he averaged 15 points a game. He averaged 1.3 blocks.
Per 48?
No, this is just...
That
was his career. In this season of this card, 14.2 points, 5 rebounds, 1.7 assists, 0.4 steals, 1.2 blocks, 48% field goal percentage, 77.9 free throw percentage.
Benoit Benjamin.
He weighs 222 pounds.
You just read a lot of numbers that just
those were
one
not
year
per
48 other.
Numbers. Those were
the
season.
First section was per 48. The other ones were for his 89-90 season.
14 points and 5 rebounds in the 89-90 season.
Yes.
Okay.
Armand Gilliam.
That is incorrect.
Mark Aguirre.
No.
Benoit Benjamin.
Not Benoit.
Donald Foyle.
Nate McMillan. No, 220.
No.
220?
Derek McKee.
This player is over 6'10".
220?
Danny Manning.
Over. He played on a team. Oh, you know
Charles Smith.
He's dunking over AC Green on this card.
Charles Smith.
No.
That left shrimp.
Keep it coming.
Rick Smith.
Sam Perkins.
His jersey number is 41. He plays on a Western Conference team.
Thurl Bailey.
Kevin. Thurl Bailey! Thurl Bailey is yours!
I saw that, though. I saw, like...
he saw some of the cards.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I was going to go with purple in his jersey next. All right, do we want one more of these?
Yeah.
Do we want easier or do we want harder?
The same.
The same
degree of difficulty.
Do you want a player or a coach?
Oh, that's a coach card?
I have a coach card.
Coach. That'll be...
A coach?
That'll be... Fun.
All right. Don't look now. This coach was born in 1937 in Orleans, Indiana. He,
Jerry Sloan?
No. This is a 1990 card.
He's in Illinois all the way.
This year... He guided this team to their third straight NBA playoff berth.
1990?
Third straight playoff berth. This is his seventh year of coaching. He had 3 years with this team.
And Del Harris.
Del Harris is correct. Oh. Where did Del Harris go after this, Matthew?
Lakers.
And how did he do there?
Yeah.
He was coach of the year in 1995, leading a team led by Vlade Divac and Nick Van Exel to the second round of the playoffs.
Who did they beat?
Eddie Jones, yeah.
Yeah, they knocked off the Kemp Payton Sonics.
Was that Eddie Jones' sixth man of the year that year?
No, he was an all-rookie first team that year.
Excellent.
This is Eddie Jones' rookie year.
All right, one more?
Yeah.
Or are we done?
No, that's good. No.
All right, this one is a story. It's a story of what happened on June 1st, 1993, NBA playoffs.
Dude, that's in the finals.
The Bulls win the championship.
June 1st, 1993.
Oh, that's the Charles Smith game.
This is not Charles Smith on this card. This person set a NBA record for three-pointers in this game.
Dan Majerle. KJ?
Dan Majerle is right!
That was
kind of
easy.
Do you have any fun Dan Majerle facts for us?
Thunder Dan?
Oh, at the end of the 93 finals, when the Bulls won after the Suns missed a shot, Jordan screams out, "Fuck you, Majerle." Because he was always angry that Jerry Krause liked Dan Majerle.
That's funny.
New documentary is coming out about the Dream Team.
The Dream Team 2?
No, the first one. And one of the producers, who's the same guy that made he produced the Vlade thing. The Vlade 30 for 30, and I don't know, another 30 for 30. He had a quote that I thought was really interesting. Here is his quote. "I hope viewers everywhere appreciate it. It wasn't just a collection of basketball talent, but great personalities that brought this game to a worldwide audience." Here's the important part. "You wouldn't have the Dirk Nowitzkis and Tony Parkers of the world if you didn't have the Dream Team." I don't know. Yeah, how old was Tony Parker when the Dream Team was? How old was he?
Tony Parker would have been like 9.
Is this right? Is this statement accurate?
What's
yes.
It? Yes. How
yes,
so?
Yes, absolutely, how? Dude. Like, even my cousins in Korea, they never gave a shit about basketball until Michael Jordan.
Not even Drazen Petrovic.
Dude, no, but no, honestly, I mean, like, you can't underestimate, like, the lack of a global media and, like, like a lot of countries' first exposure to basketball was the Dream Team. And
it's like the Justice League. Just like a collection of fucking superheroes.
Yeah. Ambassadors, superhero ambassadors.
So but Dirk Nowitzki and Tony Parker, like,
I mean, what would Dirk Nowitzki be doing, right? Would he be a volleyball player? Would he be a huge volleyball star? Would he, like, just follow Wilt Chamberlain after his career instead? I mean, and what would Tony Parker... I mean, Tony Parker would probably just marry a rich woman and do nothing. But...
Yeah.
Do you think, like, the Dream Team is more important than, like, Drazen Petrovic or That's, D-Box showing that, like, foreign players can do well in the NBA?
I'm not sure it is.
I think it kind of made the Olympics relevant. In a way, like I could care less about most Olympic sports, but then when basketball was interesting to watch,
yeah,
it was just like total domination.
Who was the second favorite that year? Was it Lithuania?
Well, no, Croatia.
Croatia,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
Croatia. Right, and they destroyed so many teams. I think there was probably a little bit of vengeance on a country's after getting the ass kicked, saying like, "We're going to put some money into basketball because we're not losing by 50 points in 4 years, that's just not going to happen. Here's and more money we're going to put towards state-sponsored basketball." I don't know if it's the inspiration of such great characters as much as it was, it forced countries to start funding basketball programs.
It did also, like, clarify the gap between the U.S. and other countries, because the U.S. won the bronze in 88,
right.
And there was, like, oh, you know, maybe it's close gap. Maybe, like, Tony Kukoc is really as good as Magic Johnson. I mean, that's what Jerry Krause said. Mention him a second time in the podcast, but like when like Pippen
close,
and Jordan,
close. Let's be honest,
when
close.
Pippen and Jordan just killed like the Croatian team, it was like, okay, like the U.S. is like so much better. But then I guess like the last 20 years, like Spain and Argentina and other countries have caught up. So.
Well, it is. I mean, my favorite moment from the last Olympics was after the U.S. won, they like carried Doug Collins off, a famous loser from the rigged Olympics.
Oh, man.
And were they in Moscow, those Olympics?
They're in Munich.
They're in Munich, okay. Well, a lot of bad things happened there. But the tragedy of Doug Collins not getting that medal, I like that they rectified that.
When Malone retired, there were a bunch of stories recounting how big an asshole he is.
Well, like and how he impregnated a 14-year-old girl, disowned her, and she became a tennis star?
Karl Malone?
Yeah.
What? Who's the, oh, yeah, who's his daughter?
I don't remember her name, but she plays tennis and was raised by her mom. And he's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, Karl Malone fucked me when I was 14.
I thought she was drafted in the WNBA.
She's a tennis player, that's all I know. I'm pretty sure she... I don't know. She's a fucking athlete because she's related to Karl Malone and his super freaky genetics. And he's just like, I don't know. I guess not. Fuck you. And then he said it while wearing a cowboy hat. And hitting on Kobe Bryant's wife.
While he's hunting Mexicans.
While he's hunting Mexicans on his farm in Utah.
Karl Malone just got way cooler.
Dude, no, but like, for the Dream Team, he said... like, the Dream Team, you know, they'd give other teams presents and shit, you know, all diplomatic and shit. And the U.S. gave out, like, a nice shirt and a windbreaker, and, like, the Croatian team gave, like, these really nice pins, like, brooch pin things.
Mm-hmm.
And Karl Malone was like, what the fuck is this? We gave them nice fucking windbreakers and jackets, and these cheap assholes only give us pins? God, these poor... asshole.
Fucked up what you did. I hooked you up with my girl and shit. You fucked her. Every time you see her, you don't say shit to her. You know what I'm saying? And all that bitch do.
for me. All day talking about you. Why the fuck Big don't want me? Yo, Big, this is Quita. Kenya told me she saw you and Shane in the mall, and I know you ain't fucking her. You fucked with me last night. That's my best friend, and we don't get down like that.
John? Is Blake Griffin gay?
I don't know. My girlfriend thinks so.
And are there other people you've talked to that think he's gay?
I don't know. Maybe. No. Comes as a little shock, but I think the gay community could rally and be very enthused if Blake Griffin came out, whether gay or not.
How do you think this would affect Kia sales?
Whether gay or not. No, because, I was watching this game, and, he complains.
I did not see that gay Clippers game this year.
And he sits on the bench and turns to DeAndre Jordan and opens his eyes really wide and goes... He's like, DeAndre Jordan says something, and he goes, I know! with a head snap and his eyes wide open, like,
he's
oh my god,
a lot of his youth in Los Angeles.
So it's just, I don't want to throw out libel out there.
Which
I'm doing.
Go right ahead.
But, is
just Blake Griffin's gay.
Blake Griffin may be a little gay.
It's been over 5 years since John Amici released his memoir, Man in the Middle, where he admitted that he was gay. But no current NBA player, active NBA player, has ever done that. I agree with you that, somebody needs to do it, even if they're not really gay. Cross that threshold.
Yeah. I agree. John, if anybody could declare they're gay who's not Blake Griffin, who would it be?
Wait.
Anyone not Blake Griffin declare they were gay. My favorite, Ray Allen.
Oh, LeBron.
Oh, I don't know. I would like him more.
Yeah, LeBron.
I prefer him being the axis of evil. Think about it. Primo, who do you want?
Isn't Richard Jefferson gay?
Richard Jefferson, excellent choice. That's very good.
I mean, I always assumed Keith Van Horn was gay. But I have no idea that Richard Jefferson.
Boozer might be gay.
Oh, Boozer.
Yeah.
Or else he just is friends with a lot of gay people.
Well, he definitely gets his eyebrows done.
Well, he also gets his head painted.
Yeah, he gets his head painted.
I don't know,
painted.
I think that's creepy old man straight thing. That's like what you do if you're a golfer or something.
You get your head painted?
Yeah, I think it's a creepy old man thing.
But he's got his eyes
Yeah, I think
he got plastic surgery.
Dude, I've seen plastic surgery on a couple basketball players. Like Eddie House. You've seen him lately? Dude, he totally got an eye lift. And a facelift. He totally got plastic surgery. Looks completely different.
Wow.
And Boozer definitely gets his eyebrows done.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. Oh, and Tom Thibodeau is definitely gay.
Yeah.
All right, back to yesterday's extremely... depressing game for most of us. What happened with a rope or something like that?
Oh, they finally put on restraining rope on the sidelines.
Finally, they haven't had this in previous games.
No, I've never seen this ever in
game
seven. Where they put on a restraining rope
before the game
was over? Before the game is over, so people don't run off before the game actually ends.
Wait, they had to keep people in the stadium?
In the court? On the
on
court?
The court?
Keep people
no,
from the
you're
court.
You're talking about the
people oh. from entering the court.
I thought you meant put them up on the exits to make sure Heat fan all don't try to be traffic.
Zing.
Yeah.
Ouch, Miami.
They have clubs inside the stadium. They could just go party, before the game's over without even leaving.
Do they open the clubs after
Wait,
the game, or there's something the entire
yeah,
game?
Yeah, dance clubs inside... whatever the hell that stadium is.
Do you have to have a ticket to go to the club? Can we just go?
I'd totally go. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's a good road trip.
Yeah.
We can go there if they lose.
I went to a Fridays at the Bank One ballpark. And
Fridays isn't a club.
So the restraining rope history. 1988 NBA Finals, Game 7, Lakers-Pistons. Lakers are up most of the game. Pistons make an amazing run at the end of this game.
What year is this, Matthew?
1988.
Thank you.
Okay.
Which game was this?
Game seven of the NBA Finals. Pistons with an injured Isaiah Thomas make an amazing run at the end of this game. They get it down within one, and the crowd starts storming the court. And then, like, the Pistons immediately foul a Laker, and the Laker makes two free throws, and so it's Lakers by three. There's still 3 seconds left, and the Pistons inbounded to Bill Laimbeer to try to take a game-tying three. But there are fans all over the court around Laimbeer as he's trying to shoot the ball. And he, like, shoots it, like, after the clock expires, and the Lakers win. And this was, like,
in LA,
yeah, exactly. And this was obviously controversial, but I guess they never...
You know, I think if you're going to storm Bill Laimbeer, that should probably be allowed. For being such a douche, you know? And such a dirty player. I think they should allow fans to do whatever they want.
At your own risk.
Yeah, at your own risk. I mean, really, I wouldn't be the one running at him.
You may get your nose broken.
Why was Laimbeer getting the last shot?
Well, he was a good three-point shooter.
Really?
I mean, and he was open.
Well, that's what they have. I have very many people. Dumas, maybe.
Yeah, but after that many decades, they finally put down a restraining rope for Game 7.
Oh, and then there was, like, the Celtics-Suns 76, like, the triple overtime.
Yeah. It was the 70s.
But they,
that game wasn't even on TV.
Yeah. But they cleared that up, though, and, you know, it was okay. And they kept the game going.
Right, they kept the game going. They gave the Suns.
Why did they let people sit on the court in the first place?
Ever see that Game 6 of the 77 final where there's a little kid sitting on the court while he's getting ready to inbound?
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a little kid sitting right next to him.
Did he pass it to him?
No, they're just like, you know, get out of the way.
5 second violation on a child.
Game, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were ahead by 2 points, yeah.
Thunder Heat preview.
All right, I have a question.
Yes.
What are the chances that James Harden smokes weed?
Oh, like ever? 95%.
He can only play stuff.
Because some people like say he just might be a jock or something like that. That's why he looks like that. But no.
He might be a jock who smokes weed.
Okay.
I mean, I think most people that jump up and down or get hit for a living smoke weed. Because I think it's a pretty
natural
approach.
Well, I think so too, but some people think, you know, maybe not.
I think 70% of the league smokes weed. I think that's the...
Well, definitely him, huh?
Oh, I'll put him in the upper, the most likely, the top 10 in his class.
Who is the least likely person in the NBA to smoke weed?
Brian Scalabrine.
Tim Duncan.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yes,
Brian
I am.
Brian Scalabrine totally smokes weed.
What? Derek Fisher does not smoke weed.
Yeah, he's too boring.
I mean, he's at the doctor all the time with his daughter.
Either that, or if he does, he's like real... If he smokes weed, he's got to be the most boring person to hang out with and smoke weed with. He's like, oh, hey, I've got all these movies.
Derek Fisher. Oh, he's likely to
check out
weed.
My Blu-ray collection. Like, I've got 300. And, you know, it's like, he'd just be trying
Children
to impress
of men,
you
Blu-ray,
so hard.
$5 at Walmart yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got to, like, impress you so hard that he smokes
just,
weed
like,
with you. He's like, look at my new vaporizer. Dude, it's $1,000.
And then he, like, talks about the health of his daughter.
No one comes to visit Derek Fisher ever. Even his relatives don't like going over there anymore. They were happy when he got traded.
So basically, depends how stoned
all right.
James Harden is.
And Derek Fisher.
You know, Derek Fisher's not going to do shit in the final. He will.
Derek Fisher's
he's clutch, you know.
This is the best matchup in the league for him, other than the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He could really turn it on.
There's no one that can guard
anyone. He could retire after this year.
On the Heat, like,
I mean,
point guard-wise.
How many rings would Fisher have if he wins with the Thunder?
Six.
He himself would have six. All with right. How many different teams?
Two.
Just two?
Yeah, Lakers.
Okay.
He's got five with the Lakers.
Well, that puts him up there. How many does Ori have?
Seven.
Five. Oh, seven?
I think, okay.
Ori is the most.
Because he has two with the Rockets, he has three with the Lakers, and he has two with the Spurs, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why
I would
love
to see
Robert
Fisher
Ori.
Announce that he's coming back after winning a ring this year, because he's chasing Robert Ori's rings. That would be nice. All right, I have very few thoughts about this final series.
Obviously,
I want the Heat to lose, and I don't care, and I think they will. And all of my only feeling is fear.
You don't like
the whole Axis of Evil? concept to me.
Anyone could do that. Go ahead. The Heat are evil.
This is like, LeBron like, James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris
it's like
Bosh
the sun is bright. I don't know.
Okay, one of, pick one. Okay. One of them's Hitler. Pick yeah. another. One of them's
no.
Japan.
No.
Well,
how
that's the, why is that
Chris Bosh is
that's
an athlete.
That's just the Axis powers. You're talking about the Axis of evil.
Oh, the Axis of evil.
Oh, whatever.
Oh,
I don't, that's
oh, okay.
a phrase I use.
Okay. We can put this in World War II context.
Yes, we can.
War on Terror context.
War on Terror context? Let's see.
Serge Ibaka is General MacArthur.
LeBron is Osama? I don't know.
No, I think it was Iran, Amin
North Korea.
Oh, Iran, North Korea, Iraq.
Kim Jong-un.
Iraq.
And
oh.
Saddam Hussein. So that would mean, I would say.
Bosh is definitely Kim Jong-un.
I would say LeBron it would have to be Aminadjad. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Aminadjad.
Yeah.
And then that would make Dwayne Wade Saddam Hussein.
Saddam, because he was the most established.
Yeah.
They came to him.
Yeah. Who is Pat Riley in this situation then?
Oh, he's Donald Rumsfeld?
Satan? He might be. He might be Osama, actually.
He's not the Shah of Iran somehow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh,
or,
yeah.
And then that would make Chuck Daly Ronald Reagan.
Oh, I...
Stretch this shitty metaphor even further. Any of the non-political predictions
Chuck Daly is not like
so then
does
that make
Reagan.
Phil Jackson?
So,
USA, motherfucker.
Bill Jackson is Bill Clinton.
So I'm actually looking forward to this series a lot, and that's why I kind of wanted the Heat to win, because I thought it would be a better series. I actually like OKC a lot. They're probably, like, this is 2 years in a row where there have been at least one team that I like in the finals, which hasn't happened in a while.
I think it's impossible to like OKC because they moved from Seattle to Oklahoma.
Yeah,
yeah.
Makes a solid
but that,
point.
Okay.
I like that team a lot, but that's kind of a permanent
it's,
breach.
Yeah, see, for me, I don't care about that really at all. Like, when
is
I
that
like
because
a team,
you've never lost anything, David? Has anyone ever taken anything away from you?
I just view teams based on the players that are on them for the most part. And that's why I kind of like the Celtics, even though I don't like the Celtics, like,
I have a lot of empathy
team
for
because
Seattle,
I like the players on it.
But I do like OKC's players
yeah.
almost the most in the league. I like them a lot. I think they're a better team. I think this is their year to peak. They'll win this year. I don't think they will.
You don't think they're going to win?
Oh, no, I think they will this year. But
oh,
I'm not sure how big their window is actually after this year.
Well, because they'll probably have to get rid of someone.
Yeah, I believe they won't be able to bring everybody back. So this is going to be the best team they're going to have, probably.
But
so I hope they win.
And then how long are they going to be in Oklahoma City?
Forever. They draw great.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one else has anything to do. It's Oklahoma City. It's not like, oh, well, maybe I'll go to this instead.
Yeah.
So weird. I never would have suspected that.
No, I mean, no, but this finals, I mean, for the NBA, like, to the average fan, this is the NBA's dream matchup. You know, because...
Well, it showcases Durant, and most people, like, don't know where Oklahoma City was ever in Seattle. And it'll be funny, because they're going to be showing on the TV during this broadcast, they're going to be like, Kevin Durant, like, is now second all-time in Thunder scoring behind Gary Payton.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, oh, yeah, you transferred those records over because you're dicks. It's like, you know, it's like most steals in a game by a Thunder player, Nate McMillan. And
well, they're importing tradition and history, okay? They
yeah.
bought it.
They
bought
that
history and tradition.
Is there some sort of limitation to what they can do that was imposed upon them in terms of transferring stuff?
It's up to whoever buys the team. I believe someone did ditch their records that they were entitled to previously.
Like the
I thought there was some sort of prevention.
I think the Hornets,
the
Hornets.
The Hornets may have trashed their Charlotte records. I believe the Cleveland Browns attempted to buy their records after they came back as a team from Baltimore.
I can't.
There's
do that.
Like there's a lot of confusing things, but it's there's no authority.
Have
it's
the
kind
Thunder,
of just what is decided.
Have the Thunder like marketed Kemp and Payton Thunder jerseys? Like,
no, there was a a shirt that pissed a lot of people off with the Seattle Sonics logo, and it said Oklahoma City Thunder with the Seattle skyline in blue. And it said, thanks, Seattle, on the back.
I would have beat the shit out of that
dude, and then,
I was
like,
a Sonics fan.
Oh, dude, and then, yeah, it immediately got taken down. The sale of that
shirt.
So
do they have, like, a Sean Kemp jersey in the rafters? Like,
I don't know.
That's so weird.
I have no idea. I mean, did the Baltimore Ravens?
They had the finals banner, championship banner for Seattle. Yeah, it says Seattle Sonics.
That's cool though. I like that they're acknowledging that they came from there and like that they're still trying to like be the same franchise.
No, they're not. The people in Oklahoma
City. It's like if we put a piece of corn on the American flag for like Native Americans and like it right now.
Yeah.
Like here you go, guys.
Yeah.
We got you on this one.
It's like
I wouldn't be in favor.
Stars,
of
stripes and a kernel.
We could make the white lines just look like corn kernels a little bit, or we could just work the word maize into like the national anthem somehow. That's what they call corn.
Does anyone think that he'd have a chance in this series?
Yeah, I think they have a chance.
LeBron goes up for 45 triple-double every game like he should.
35-40% chance. I mean.
But,
and,
I mean,
if you look at Bosch's performance in Game 7, it definitely makes him seem like they have more of a chance.
Oh, Serge Ibaka is going to shit all over Bosch's face.
Yeah, but I mean, at least, like Bosch can, like...
sandwich. Occupy him.
Well, I mean, he seems to be, like, back to, like, the ability to play reasonably well. But I agree.
I wish Eddie Curry was active.
Oh. The Eddie Curry active. I would like us to each give one insane, off-the-board, crazy prediction for this finals. I will begin. My crazy projection is that for the first year since 09-010, or 09-10, Juwan Howard will have a block in a postseason game. I think Juwan Howard will have a block.
He hasn't even played this postseason.
That's not true. He has played 26 minutes in 8 games, and he has a total of 7 points. And I think he's getting the block for the first time since he was at Portland in 09-10. David, prediction.
Crazy, insane prediction.
Yes.
Dwayne Wade does not score over 20 points in any game.
Whoa!
Whoa,
that's a sweep then.
Could be a sweep. I think it could be a sweep.
All right. Anybody else have any stern?
First series in NBA history to have two teams have two players go up for 40 in a game.
I think that's a good bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be Westbrook and LeBron if it did happen.
No. Two players on each team.
Four total.
Four.
Oh, that's impossible.
Dwayne Wade and LeBron going up for 40. Westbrook and Durant going up.
But Tabo's got to get his points. He looks. Come on. He just reached up Alicia Hagan. Other insane predictions.
This isn't insane, but I think the Heat will steal one of the first two games, and Westbrook will throw a temper tantrum and punch somebody on Miami.
I was going to say punching.
Punching?
Yeah, there's going to be punching.
Somebody's going to punch.
How about inner team punching? Do you think
that's... I was thinking maybe either LeBron... Who's been fighting with Spoelstra?
Juwan Howard will punch Wade Curry.
Yeah, so Wade and Spoelstra are going to get into a fist fight.
What if Bosch... I'm going to say Bosch is involved in the fight, but I'm going to go with a Thunder player.
Oh, Nick Collison.
Good. Good bet there.
Not Perkins.
Perkins,
see, I think that's just too easy. I don't think anybody wants to fight Perkins.
Yeah.
All right. Primo, do you have a crazy bet?
No.
Okay.
Everything that is... wrong with the NBA is on display in this finals.
Well, we'll see how the refereeing, if it's as brutal as the Celtics.
Name one thing that's wrong.
Yeah. Well, LeBron's in the finals.
Yeah.
Just based on purely individual performance. I guess, no, I can't say that's wrong. But, and they have a team completely uprooted from and stolen from the finals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of
versus,
bad players.
You know, like, you can't totally root for the Thunder because even though they display all the traditional teamwork, goody-goody bullshit values. I mean, like, you know, I love the Thunder, but, like, yeah, they're not... Until, like, the last series, they weren't that fun to watch at all. Like,
yeah.
Well, it's like one guy is attacking. It's like isolation every time.
It's insane that Scottie Brooks or Eric Spoelstra is going to walk out of the championship. Like, that blows
who
my mind.
Who knew?
I might hate Spoelstra more than I hate anyone else on that team.
He's old.
Really?
He's old?
He's like in his 50s.
No, he's really young.
He's like 5 years older than me.
We're going to take a quick break right now. We'll be right back.
Big sun coming strong through the motel blinds. Wake up to your girl. For now, let's call her Cleopatra. Cleopatra. I'll watch you fix your hair. Then put your panties on in the mirror. Cleopatra.
Eric Spolestra? Matthew Blake was correct. I was incorrect. He was born in Evanston, Illinois.
Oh,
not
really?
Skokie.
Oh.
Evanston.
He's from Evanston? Oh, God. He's from Chicago?
He's 41.
Ugh.
He went to school at the University of Portland. do we have any other final thoughts? Do we just want to do final predictions real quick of how it's going to round the table?
I'm going to say Oklahoma in six games.
Most boring possible outcome is Thunder in five.
Thunder six. Historic individual matchup.
Heat in six.
Heat in six.
Thunder in six. Glad we all think there's going to be six, because we're all hedging who's going to win, which means, yeah, it will be probably a close series, and I still think the Heat's up.
Working at the pyramid tonight. Working at the pyramid.
Matthew, you didn't tell us something about Del Harris.
Okay, Del Harris was like the Division III men's basketball coach of Earlham College, a small college in Richmond, Indiana, in the early 1970s. And this coincided with my dad going to Earlham College. And one time my dad was playing ping pong in a student lounge, and this was like after finals. In the way he like, tells this story, and he's like, he was just relaxed, having fun, having a good time. And apparently Del Harris, who is also my dad's gym teacher at Earlham, went over to my dad and his friend and screamed, "You're playing this like a bunch of faggots." And then took one of the ping pong rackets from my dad or his friend and like demonstrated like how he should hit a ping pong ball.
The non-faggot way.
Totally
straight.
Later, Del Harris would coach Moses Malone.
Many boys have taken you for a ride, hurt you deep inside, but you never slow down. Speedy motorcycle, let's be smart.
We've been avoiding this ever since our last podcast, which was the only podcast recorded between the time that Derrick Rose got injured and his injury was announced after that game. That's why we haven't had any podcasts up. But we're going to talk about the Bulls now. And we're going to start on a light note, which is a present that was given to me yesterday. It's a Scottie Pippen bobblehead doll. And why do I have this, Matthew? Where did it come from?
It came from a friend of a friend who has season tickets to the Bulls, and apparently it's part of this big, like, box of gifts that Bulls season ticket holders get. You also get a 36x48-inch poster of the Lovables as part of this, and a Derrick Rose kitchen apron.
Oh, cool. I want the Rose apron.
I do too. I bet he's never cooked in his life. Unless he's like making candy from scratch. Well, yeah, so that's what the Bulls season ticket holders are going. I just want to start with the thing that makes basketball so hard for me to watch since then. The Bulls would have beat the shit out of the Celtics and the Heat. And I don't have any doubt about that. Does anyone think that those teams would have beat the Bulls?
No, I agree with you. And I picked Bulls Thunder in our predictions. I just want to say that before I knew Derrick Rose.
I had
Wrong were our predictions?
I had Bulls Thunder.
I had Thunder Heat.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I missed every game in the East, every series in the Eastern Conference.
But you're completely right.
And I got all the West right.
Based on the way those teams played in the Boston Heat series...
Yes, those teams were not that impressive.
Like, granted,
the Pacers could have fucking won this somehow.
I'm fairly confident Dwayne Wade is not at 100%, but still.
I'm just saying, healthy Bulls, they win. They're in the finals. Yes?
Yeah.
Well, no. Primo, what do you think?
Probably.
Matthew?
I say probably healthy Bulls, and we'd also have to let the Heat be healthy and let Bosh and Wade be healthy.
Yeah.
Then the Bulls still win that series, I think.
Seven games, though.
Sure.
I just want to preface everything we're going to say by that is the thing that hurts the most. Not only that, we now know this was probably the Bulls' year. Next year was theoretically that one last gasp they would have with that core before shit starts changing a little bit. And now next year, let's just talk about next year. What do you want the Bulls to give up next year? Should they tank next year? That's the only real question.
I don't think they can tank.
When
is Rose supposed to return?
The earliest he would return, like even with like a huge thing, would be probably a few weeks before the playoffs.
Yeah, about March or February.
And that would be him coming back too early. Too early, probably, risking another injury, most likely. But let's say they could have him for the playoffs.
Can I bring something up here? A relevant historical example is the San Antonio Spurs.
Yes, it is.
The year before they got Tim Duncan, David Robinson was injured. And I don't know if they tanked exactly, but
they tanked hard.
They really brought back Robinson in February and March. They gave Dominique Wilkins all the shots on that team. They tanked.
Yeah.
All right. So, and it worked out pretty well for them.
Yeah, they're still riding.
It worked out pretty well.
The draft, I mean, it's weird to be talking about this, but the draft after Anthony Davis for next year looks really good. But not necessarily, I think, for big men as much as point guards. If the Bulls did tank, that's another thought. I mean, because they're going to be drafting someone big. They're not going to be drafting.
They don't want to re-sign C.J. Watkins.
Well, Watkins will get Watkins. C.J. Watson?
Watson.
Not Watkins. We'll get to C.J. We have a lot to cover. Okay. But should the Bulls tank? Yes or no?
I don't see how they could with Thibodeau.
I also think. I think they should, but Tibbs won't let them. All right, so
I will say, like, in terms of just fucking karma, that's good. Like, the teams that don't tank...
get the draft fixed for them eventually and get that first-round pick.
Well, I mean, that's the ultimate goal.
I brought up the Spurs team as an example of how... It shouldn't be good karma, but
the lottery was done a bit differently then as well.
Yeah, that's true.
But all right, I think they should, but I don't think they can. So all right, the Bulls are going to try and compete next year. How's that going to work out?
I think they should rest Dang for most of the regular season.
Well, he's going to get surgery anyway.
He's getting surgery after the Olympics.
Okay. So no Rose, no Dang.
We don't know about Joe. We don't know about Joe.
Joe Keane?
Yeah, we don't know.
What, if he's traded or that?
No, we don't know. He could be injured. Oh, yeah.
Regardless, what...
We can put Joe. We can put Joe down.
He has that shit. So let's just look at the starting lineup. I like who we know we have next year. It's Noah, Omer, Boozer.
Not necessarily Omer.
All signs are pointing that they're keeping Omer and...
They are, but I think that could change.
We don't know if they'll make a trade unless you look at what the fucking lineup's going to be, and it's going to be not very impressive without Daniel Rose.
So Watson is a free agent?
He is if they sign Omer, yeah. He's owed 3.2 on a Bulls option.
I don't see why you need C.J. Watson.
They can't make the playoffs without J.L. 3 and Rose.
Right. And the thing is, you know what? They're so up against the cap, they can't afford John Lucas.
Oh, no.
John Lucas is going to ask for $800,000, and the Bulls can essentially sign a point guard at a minimum. They're apparently going to definitely draft a swing guard who can just sort of run the ball up the floor in the first round with their last pick in the first round.
Okay.
And that person, who the fuck knows, it's still...
If they let Watson go, can't they get something else?
They can get somebody off the street.
Right, right.
They could get, like, Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it.
I mean, so...
What about Hamilton?
Rip is on the team.
Yeah, Rip is definitely on the team.
They can't even get rid of him. Okay. They got him for a
They
full
can't
year.
Get rid of Rip, and they can't get rid of Boozer.
But,
it's
okay,
just,
so I guess...
Like, they their greatest handicap. Well, they could get... But that doesn't, like... Amnestying Boozer.
No, not amnesty. I meant trade and throw in some money magically.
Okay.
If they took another bad contract, they could get Boozer.
What? How would that solve anything?
They wouldn't have Carlos Boozer, would be the first thing to solve. But that's about it. Because Boozer has 2 years. If they could get someone that had 1 year, then, you know, and suck up and give up a first round pick for that. Yeah.
I mean, the more that we talk about this, the more appealing tanking sounds.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta sit Dang. I mean, Dang is injured. you're going to sit Rose.
Well, the Bulls,
the long-term strategy of the amnestying, is that the word?
Amnestizing Boozer doesn't
work. Boozer or not.
Even if they amnestized Boozer, the most they could afford would be C.J. Watson. Like, they would say $5 million and
then,
like,
$3 million. They don't get a player for this year. They're tanking this year. They get a player for next year. They amnesty Boozer. They sit Dang. Maybe they sit Noah. I mean, yeah.
Well, they're not amnestizing Boozer. They've said they're not going to.
Amnestize.
I know. I wish they would. But
no, that's like a Greg Odom scenario. You would amnesty him because...
Odom was amnestied.
Oh, was he already?
It was released,
I think. It was one or the other.
Yeah.
Because it's like you pay a guy a huge contract, and then that turns out that they just can't play basketball.
Yeah,
and that's like, then you want to.
They didn't get that much back from him. I think they just got his last year off his rookie deal, so it's like, whatever.
But I just, if you have one in your pocket, you're going to save it for some like really fucked up situation.
Yeah, I mean, but it'll eventually run out. I mean, the Bulls, the last time we had the amnesty, what year was that? The Camby year,
3 or something.
When we had the Marcus Camby rule, and we had this. The Bulls didn't amnestize anybody that year, and they could have. That team fucking sucked, and they did not. A lot of teams won't. But, and I mean, the Bulls have never eaten money on... Who are the Bulls eating money on? Eddie Robinson?
Oh, yeah, just to pay him to go away.
To pay him to go away. Maybe J.R. Smith?
Tim Thomas.
Oh, yeah, they ate a lot of money on Tim Thomas.
Yeah, a ton of money. Reggie
Theus.
They paid the most?
No, they traded him.
Who?
Reggie Theus.
Oh, Reggie Theus.
Quentin Daly, they probably ate some money on
I think on Oakley they might have had to suck up a bit too. Alright, so the Bulls could sneak in as an 8 seed. They could have Dang back, they could have Rose back. As I think we saw, if the Bulls were a 7 or 8 seed, would that be worth it to not tank and give it a weird ass run that may or may not work?
Hell yeah, play the fucking Heat in the first round.
It would be probably an early series. I mean, there's no guarantee they could make the playoffs. I mean, another injury if Joe doesn't play. I mean, but if the Bulls, can the Bulls be 500 next year with even all this? Yeah.
Who are the big free agents this summer?
Darren Williams, Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett's the second name you named.
Yeah, that was the second name I named.
Dwight Howard?
No.
No, he's signed, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no point in talking about big free agents with the Bulls. They have no money.
I'm just saying, in general, like, what the Eastern Conference is going to look like.
Is there any way they could get Gasol, or would that help anything?
There is if the Lakers, like, get drunk really one night.
Yeah.
The Bulls, it could happen, but it would mean that the Lakers eat money to make that trade. So, if Paul Gasol, you know, played with shitty Grizzlies for so long and never said a fucking word. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to say a word this year either. If he made a real stink out of it, I mean, they gave away Lamar Odom. Could Paul Gasol talk his way out of there? Yeah. Is he going to? I hope so, but I doubt it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's basically him or Howard, the only guys that I think are worth, like, would make an impact.
Well, none of those are available.
Yeah, so.
Howard is available next summer now?
Howard is not really available.
Now that he got his coaches out of there.
I mean, he signed that option in already, so there's a trade start time.
Have the Magic fired everyone Howard wanted them to
Yes, and he denied that he had anything to do with any of them. Did you guys see the t-shirt?
Even after
the funny
fact?
T-shirt? This was floating around the internet. It's like an NBA, you can buy it at NBA.com, and it's like, you know, shirts, and they have players' names, and they'll, like, have a picture of, like, LeBron James, they'll say, like, strength, and, like, Derrick Rose, and it'll say, like, speed, and they had one of Dwight Howard, and it said loyalty on it. They pulled it.
Did anyone hear about the Phil Jackson rumors?
To Orlando?
Knicks?
Is it that he's
Orlando?
Yeah. Yeah, he said no already.
Yeah, no, but how hilarious is that? Like, it was like he was going to be GM, and he was like Sam Vincent was roping in, like, orchestrating this master deal to bring Phil Jackson as the GM
and Tex Winters, he's coming back,
and an unnamed Hall of Famer with no coaching experience to be head coach with Brian Shaw and others like as his assistants. And, like, they deduced, like, a lot of people just deduced it was Scottie Pippen. Like,
no, it's not. Nobody will work with Scottie.
Oh, my God.
Nobody will work with Scotty. Scotty is openly asked for like any job possible, and his job now is sitting on the sideline for the Bulls.
Yeah.
That was a promotion.
Scotty is a Bulls ambassador.
That's correct.
Scotty appeared at a city council meeting that I was at once, where all the city council members like recall their favorite Pippin moment. Actually, Alderman Anthony Beale, who from what I know is not a very good alderman, actually gave a really good retelling of the 94 Eastern Conference semifinals where Hugh Holland screwed Scotty Pippin and the Bulls by calling that foul.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Good one. Did anybody bring up their favorite moment of him and Tuni Kokoc with a little bit of time left on the clock?
No one brought up the Kokoc moment, nor the migraine headache.
What about when he was arrested for waving a gun down the highway at someone?
Someone, the alderman, brought that up, yeah.
Yeah. It's important for them to do.
Why won't they give Pippen a job? He's a smart basketball mind.
I think... He's made some bad investments. I think it's because all those M&M races he lost. But the most surprising news in the coaching world, former Bulls coach Vinny Del Negro has been he's back.
But for 1 year, right?
Whatever. How do you not fire him? He is a magical human being. If he ever got a job in the first place, like,
dude,
he must
be the best person
to work with ever.
He's supposed to be a master charmer, dude. He's turning on that, like... Charles in Charge-ish, John Cusack.
They brought him back for next year. They gave him a 1 year. They gave him money. When they did, they did not have to.
Well, it's just because Sterling doesn't want to pay for a real coach.
I think it might have been a team option.
Yeah.
I think they could have let him go for nothing. They said, we want you back as our coach,
Maybe
Vinny.
There's just no coaches to...
Stan Van Gundy should be the coach for that team.
Yeah, that's true. Did they pick up his option before Van Gundy got fired?
After. Yeah, they just did this.
They really like Vinny.
I mean, what do you think Chris Paul did when he heard this news? Like, did he, like, just
make a news?
Maybe Chris
Paul is, like, really the coach of the team, and Del Negro is just, like, a character.
Yeah. Then hire Sam Cassell as the fucking coach.
Every, like, Clippers win, like, you know, that when they came back from 27 down, like, the post-game interview is like, I told Coach, like, just leave us in. Like, just leave us alone.
Yeah, and in the losses, Chris Paul was like, you know, we didn't really have any plays in the fourth quarter. That was hard. I mean, they did not like Vinny Del Negro. This is not to the players' will. It's funny to see the Clippers are probably just never really going to accomplish anything at this point. I mean, losing a whole year to Vinny Del Negro again? Like, they're going to have to retool that team. It's just astonishing to me. What if I worked at, like, a terrible place, like the Olive Garden or something like that? And it was a terrible job. But if I worked with Vinny Del Negro, would I just keep on going in every day? Because I'm like, well, Vinny's just, you know, I love working with this dude Vinny so much. I'm just going to, what if Vinny Del Negro just like every day just like shat in people's food? Like, how awesome does he have to be as a person to still be employed at this point? I bet he's a lot more fun than we give him credit for. I bet he knows a lot of good, really dirty jokes.
Yeah, Del Negro.
Yeah. I bet he's a charming dude, man. He seems like a charming guy. He's got slick back hair. You know? Or he's got that part down the middle, that like 90s like,
yeah, he looks
like
comedy.
He looks
good for
part.
Man of the day, you know? Yeah, he sort of looks like an early 90s
How do you think
comic.
He is?
Yeah, yeah, with the necktie, he looks like John Cusack or like Charles in Charge or something. You know?
Andrew Dice Clay a little bit.
I bet you $3 he's over 65.
Oh God! All right, John. Can you take us back in time? Is that a song from 1995? Can you give us a 95 song?
Oh, okay.
Going back in time.
All
right, it is June 10th, 1995. And we're in the midst of an unexpected finals, Matthew. What is going on?
It's amazing. So I'm on this awful family vacation, and we were just in Falls Church, Virginia last night, and we went to a Chili's.
A Chili's? And if I had a girlfriend, I would take her to a Chili's.
And Oh, I don't want to think about if I had a girlfriend. But we went to Chili's, and my uncle like took us out to eat there, and I was just hoping to like go back to his apartment to watch Game One of the Rockets Magic series, and I finally did go back. And by the time I was back at the apartment, the Rockets were down by 20 points. And my dad was like, oh, this game was over. And my mom probably wanted me to, like, read a book or something.
But fuck that shit. You stuck with it.
Fuck that shit. I stuck with it thanks to my uncle Kevin, who, like, stayed up with me and watched this game. Because the Rockets came all the way back. An amazing shooting by Kenny Smith. But I couldn't believe it. With 9 seconds left in the game, Orlando has the ball. They're going to pull out the win. They're going to win the game.
Yep.
They foul Nick Anderson.
Nick Anderson, is his free throw shooting, free throw percentage
so
on the year? What is it?
Flash the screen, 74%.
Pretty good. Great year this year.
Marv Albert said, Anderson about to ice the game. Bill Walden said something about being a champion or something.
He was talking about himself, to be fair.
Nick Anderson misses the first free throw. Then he misses the second free throw, but he misses it so badly that he gets his own rebound. So then he goes to the free throw line again, and he misses both free throws again. And right before he misses the second free throw, you see Penny Hardaway behind him just looking so pissed off and disgusted and muttering to himself. And then Kenny Smith hits a three-pointer to tie the game, send it into overtime. I can't believe this. My uncle can't believe this.
Insane. And then what happens?
Orlando stays tough with them up until the end. But again, Olajuwon, like he did with the Suns, with the Spurs, pulls it out for the Rockets and tips in a miss by, I forget.
How did Nick Anderson play in this overtime?
Nick Anderson appeared demoralized. I just learned that word last night.
But I had the Magic. You had the Magic in the series, right?
I had the Magic in
I had the Magic in the preseason. Did anybody else think that the Rockets were going to win this?
Oh, hell no. I had the Spurs.
No. I mean, just this finals.
I mean, I have the Suns all the way.
I mean, this still doesn't change my prediction. I predict a huge comeback game for Nick Anderson. I'm going to say Magic in six.
I just started watching basketball, and I immediately became an Orlando fan, and this is horrible.
This is a tough loss, really?
To watch. Yeah.
I think they're going to. I mean, whatever. Shaq is. How many games is Shaq worth? Four.
Shaq's pretty good. I think they'll pull it out. I think they'll probably pull the series out.
I'm still confused about Michael Jordan, but
We can get back to that because the last time we talked about this,
they had Kukoc starting a power forward.
but yeah, like for some reason I don't understand why I hate Houston, so I'm totally rooting for the Magic.
Is it because of?
I'm not really sure. It's a really confused
Bernie Maxwell. You just pissed out the
camera. But yeah, I'm totally going Magic. Magic and sick.
No, I'm going Magic. No, I'm going Rockets because I've always been a big Hakeem fan.
Yeah.
And I just saw, you know, like.
No. What did you see, John?
What, did that Superman movie come out yet?
Superman 4?
No. Batman Forever just came out.
No, that Shaq movie.
Oh
Steel?
Steel.
Steel,
maybe that'll happen
Steel.
In the future. Who knows? I'd have to look it up on AOL or something. man, you know, yeah, fuck Shaq, man.
Yeah. Alright, so that's Houston in 7?
Rockets in like 5 or 6.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Penny's whatever. I think there's too much in those two players for the Magic to lose this series.
I think the Magic might be.
Rockets are way better than we gave them credit for. Than I gave them credit for throughout the entire playoffs, but they're not good enough to win the series.
So Horace Grant's gonna have his way with Pete Chilcutt.
Wait, isn't Otis Thorpe on the Rockets?
No, he was traded
for
Drexler.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And real quickly. Matthew, the postseason awards, we haven't done this since they were announced. So any thoughts on the postseason awards?
Well, I mean, I think David Robinson deserved the regular season MVP, even though Hakeem torched him. I mean,
You still feel good about that?
I
don't know.
He led a volatile Spurs team to 62 wins.
It was hard. The voting wasn't even that close, right?
No, it wasn't that close. Shaq was a distant second.
Yeah. I mean, I would have probably still given Shaq a vote, but it's just because I don't like David Robinson.
I think Jason Kidd deserved Rookie of the Year over Grant Hill. He made his team much better than Grant Hill.
Man, that's the most negative thing I've ever heard you say about Grant Hill, and you're absolutely right. And it's the reason I hate Grant Hill, because he knew he'd win this fucking award no matter fucking what, because people are going to look at his points per game numbers. He's going to spend his whole career inflating those. He's going to peak at a 25-3-3.
His
commercials are awesome.
Yeah, Grant Hill's sweet.
Fuck Duke. Fuck Duke. Yeah. Fuck Duke. Fuck Grant Hill. Fuck Christian Laettner.
I still think Glenn Robinson will be the best player from this draft class.
Who?
Glenn Robinson.
I completely agree with that.
He can create his own shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Dog is the pick.
20 points a game career average.
Yeah. Once the Bucks finally figure some shit out, he's going to lead the NBA in scoring. And it could be next year.
Robinson and Vin Baker are going to be all-stars for years to come on that team.
They could be amazing. They could be at least in the conference finals every year. I mean, they have enough bigs. I mean, do they still have Weird White Guy?
They have a... I mean, they're always going to have the Bucks.
Rakowski, is that what you're talking about?
Yes!
I mean, they just shuttle him in and out.
He prefers to go by Weird White Guy.
I know, I mean, the interchangeable Milwaukee White Guy.
Yeah, he looks perfect for that city.
This was in the 91 Bucks that had 5 Weird White Guys in one team. But
right.
It's still
they need to distribute them out. They can
Brewer,
have so
Sigma,
many.
But if Rakowski,
Danny Shays.
Lohaus.
Shays, yes.
Lohaus, yes.
Nice haircut. Okay. I'm just saying, yeah.
Where
if they can give you Kevin Duckworth numbers, that could end up being like a Portland kind of team.
Man, Duckworth was such a disappointment this year. I had big hopes.
I know we are all disappointed in Kevin Duckworth. We really thought he would turn shit around. I mean, the year was kind of stained by the loss of Duckworth. Not having him be an all-star, you know.
Wait, was he on the Bullets this year?
Yeah, he was on
okay.
the Bullets.
It was traded for...
Harvey Grant.
Horace's brother.
Yeah. I thought Harvey would also do a little bit better this year, too. All right, so those are our predictions. And,
there's a high school player in the NBA draft this year?
Who?
Kevin Garnett.
Oh, yeah, I know Kevin Garnett. He is, like, the only high school player, like, I know of, because he is in the back page of the Tribune. And the
every
Press
fucking
Plus
day.
Section,
every fucking
every
day.
Day, it's fucking Garnett. Right? And what school does he go to?
Farragut.
With Ryan
Farragut.
Fields.
And, there's pictures of him. I remember pictures of him of the other, because what was the school he played at before?
South Carolina.
Something or whatever. I just know I've seen that guy in a lot of jerseys, and he looks tall, and I don't ever read high school sports or understand it, because I don't even know if we have a high school basketball team. Well, we do, because there's, like, a banner that says, like, 1982, they were, like, 500 or something like that. I think I could actually make our basketball team. But not a lot of high school sports that I'm into, and I hate everyone that plays sports in high school. But I would be interested in this Kevin Garnett person. I mean, I would like to see the Chicago Bulls have this player. Can we trade Stacey King for him? Right now! We can get him his GED, right? Could we get him his GED?
I don't know.
Is there any rules? I mean, we can...
Have they already traded King?
Already fix his SAT scores.
Well, wait. It was after Len Bias, right? Because Bias was drafted. Or no, Larry Bird, a year before he was eligible.
Yeah.
And did they change that rule after that?
Yeah, they did.
What was the rule?
Junior eligible. If your senior class has graduated already, you can be drafted.
Oh, yeah, right. Because
that was the loophole that Auerbach found, and they were able to own his rights for that extra year.
They actually acquired
his
rights.
Smart guy, that guy.
From the Clippers. The draft choice, at least.
Right, because they, like, the Celtics and Clippers changed owners.
They traded franchises when the Braves moved to San Diego.
Yeah.
But has the expansion draft taken place already?
No, not yet.
Okay.
No. B.J. Armstrong exposed the expansion draft.
Yeah, that's a huge deal. He's first, right?
He's got to go first.
Yeah, I mean, well, they absorb his contract, right?
Whoever drafts him, yeah.
Right, and is it reasonable?
I don't know. I mean,
fucking All-Star. When was the last time an All-Star straight up? He was an All-Star this year, right?
B.J. Armstrong, an All-Star?
The year before.
Yep.
He was
voted in.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, how many All-Stars have gone in an expansion draft who are, like, that this close? I don't know. Whoever gets B.J. Armstrong, do we know who's first yet, even, if it's Memphis or Toronto?
I'm not sure.
Or I'm sorry, the Vancouver team or Toronto?
Memphis, what are you talking about?
Yeah. The Vancouver team? Who was the other guy?
There's the kid, the...
Greg Anthony was exposed.
Greg Anthony is exposed.
Byron Scott, Benoit Benjamin.
That's a real team. I mean, if you get... I mean, I don't think that Fuckface from North Carolina, he's the first overall pick, that, right? And that to Vancouver's
draft?
Yeah.
Stackhouse
is going to be first?
No, that's...
I think Joe Smith's going to be first.
Yeah. It's
all
pretty
right.
good, man.
He's
going to
go
it's
ahead of both Stackhouse and Wallace, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this... And this big, yeah. Totally.
You guys got any plans for this summer? My plans are to get mono and not have a girlfriend. I'm pretty sure that's what I'm going to do.
I'm
going to
buy an Ed O'Bannon jersey, whatever team he goes to.
That's good.
You guys taking over the league.
Any family trips?
I'm in New York right now as this series is going on.
Cool.
Visiting my grandma.
Oh, that's nice. Is she doing good?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, I hope
Scott
everybody
TV.
Has a good summer.
I've been watching the finals.
Stay in school and shit. Or don't. Go into the NBA draft as soon as possible if you're listening.
I haven't gotten over the OJ chase yet.
It's been a year! Come on, get over it! Bill Simmons writes things on the internet. He also records podcasts. This is a poem of all the words in the last column that Bill Simmons italicized. After the first 1,000 words talking about hockey. Max! Swish! Swish, swish! Being liked! Vision Quest.